بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد firstly making مذاكرة of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم which is the most important aspect of our life that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world not to just to lead a life how we want to. Allah has given us a full prescription and if we follow that prescription today anybody who just buy one ordinary machine they give you the manual and you're reading the manual. How must I operate this machine? And if you got more sophisticated machine, they'll send you an instructor to show you. Allah who made the most sophisticated machine in the world, Allah didn't send us without a manual. Allah gave us the greatest manual, the Kitab, the Qur'an-i Kareem, direct word of Allah. And Allah sent the greatest instructor, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And still if we don't get lost, especially we get lost, and that today that is what we find. We crying, the ummah is in problem. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi says, when you find the ummah is in storm waters and in difficulty, it is because we have gone away from the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just come back into the ship of the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah will sail you throughout with no problem. So we should realize the importance of it. When discussing the sunnahs with regard to making wuzu, yesterday we learned making wuzu of the whole head from the front till the back. And as our Shaykh explained, it's not difficult that you have to use just three fingers. And as our Dara Shaykh explained, just use the whole hands and go from the front till the back. And that is, and then make the masah of the ear. And very important is then, when washing our limbs, then rub the limbs when washing them. In other words, don't just put our hands under the tap and let the water flow like that. In fact, we don't need the water to be flowing from the tap. A person just may take his hand or even his one hand, make it like a cup, and you just put little water in there and put your other hand together and wash your face. And you close the tap. You don't even need the tap to be flowing. But unfortunately, we don't realize. We just let the water flow and we are wasting a lot of water. So in fact, and that is why we can't understand how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made wuzu from 750 mal a mud. But if you put your hand under the tap, just take your hand like this, make it a scoop, and you'll get enough water. Similarly for your hand, make it a scoop and drop the water like this, it will flow down. As it's flowing, you rub your hands. So rubbing is important. Like that, we just put our hand under the tap, and we don't know if every hair got wet. So rubbing is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not just sunnah, it's important. If one hair is left, your wuzu is not made. Like that, with all the parts, we have to be rubbing it. And then also make wuzu in quick succession. Not while waking wuzu, you're talking to somebody, now you washed your face and you didn't know where I started because you're talking. No, one after the, immediately wash the one limb, carry on to the next limb, and carry on. And with that, make wuzu in sequence. In other words, don't mix up the wuzu. You wash your hand, and then you first cleaning your nose. No, after your hand, you must gargle your mouth, and then clean your nose, etc. So all that in quick succession. And then as we learn, commence with the masa of the head from the front. After you made masa of the head, with that same wet hands of yours, from the back part of your fingers, make masa of the neck, the nape, the back part of the neck, which is called the nape. And that is a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but is so beneficial that Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, and all, even Allahu Akbar, the medical science have come to realize that one of the best treatments for a person who's suffering from mental disease or something, just rub the neck at the back with wet hands. It will take away all your tiredness. It will soothe your nafs, your nerves, etc. So our deen is so complete and perfect, but unfortunately we don't realize and we're just living a life unmindful and we're losing out tremendously, not only as far as akhirat is concerned. In dunya we're losing out. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Further with regard to the ash'ar, the poems that we read while making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, as we explained, that is actually to increase our concentration. And so that we can concentrate more. So we should try and learn it. Not difficult. But whatever few words you learn, and then you will concentrate. And then also, it is a dua. And great dua. That is why we are making zikr of Allah. So So you were learning this poem when you're making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Somebody don't know you making zikr, then they ask you what? Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. That somebody is asking, what you doing? Says, I'm asking Allah for Allah Himself. That is my greatest need. What is any other need in the world compared to the King Himself? And not just the King, the owner of the world, the kings of kings. And in such a way I'm asking Allah, as Hazrat explained yesterday after Asr also, the Buzurgs, as they make this dua regularly, but when they coming to what they feel the end of their life, whereas Allah knows how much Allah still wants to use them to guide the ummah, and they'll outlive many of us. So they start making the dua, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. So in that zikr you have to make this dua, wo ho jaye mera, me ho jao uska. That Allah, you become mine, and I become yours. And raad din, this is what is, that what they say, ad-dun, that something is just eating you in your head all the time. This is what dua you should be making. When you start dua also, you see you, what is in your mind all the time, hey, this job I must get. I must get this interview. You start off your dua, Allah must get this interview. But the main thing that should be all the time, like a thorn pricking us, Allah, I just want you. And day and night, so in your zikr also, Ya Allah, I'm asking you, I'm begging you for just day and night. And wow, what is that you want from Allah Ta'ala? And how is it that Allah becomes yours and you become His? What does that mean? Ata kar de wo mujhko apni mahabbat, main uske siwa kuch aur nahi cha mangta hu. It's not that you say Allah becomes mine and you become, and I become yours, and now I'll get my BM and I'll get that. No, Allah, grant me that true love of yours. Just that one drop of your love. And when Allah gets that, you get that one drop of love of Allah, your whole life is different. Your enjoyment of life is, now you'll know what is enjoyment of life. So, main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hu. I'm not asking anything else besides that, O Allah. And this is the main object of life. And as Hazrat explains, that many people don't even realize. We think our life is just by ibadat or doing a work of deen. But if you didn't get that one drop of the love of Allah, you got no connection. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding, that we realize and understand these important, beautiful programs that are taking place and take full benefit. And further with regard to the most important aspect of our life after Iman, to build this connection with Allah, Allah granted this great gift of Salah. What is the reality of this? We are learning this bayan, inshallah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. Yesterday we came to the end of the first lesson of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. And briefly we learned the importance of namaz. And keep on, we must be reading about it. When you learn, when you get an idea of the importance of namaz, now you won't regard it as a burden. You won't regard it as an obstacle in my work. Now I'm so busy, now I must go for namaz. No, you'll be waiting. Your life will be rotated around namaz. And you'll know now, it's just now namaz time. You stop everything. You stop your office work, everything. Not that sometimes it happens, you're in an important mashwara or something, and you see it's azan time already. Now there also, everybody will stop. We stop here, let's go for namaz. We'll discuss after that. And then, when you know what a great ni'mat, what a great blessing this is, now you'll want to learn how to come into to salah, how to come into the house of Allah with proper etiquette, with proper adab, respects, etc. And all that, then how I must be standing in the court of Allah, how I must be reciting. That's why we see all this muzakara of our surat, etc. We'll appreciate this when we come to know what namaz is. Then I'll want to correct my surahs all the time. And you'll ask the Imam Sahib in your town or any alim, give me even 10 minutes a week to correct my tajweed, to correct my, and teach me my masail. Then we'll ask the imams, have tafsir in the masjid, have some fiqh lessons in the masjid, have some seerah lessons, and we won't ignore that. If we ignore that, then we will be losing out. Because the next important thing is to realize that when I come in the house of Allah, I must come with proper concentration and devotion. And thus we learned is dependent on two things. How Allah made the body. Allah made the soul first and Allah made the body. The soul is more important, but the body is the vehicle. The body is transporting the soul. So both, when the inside, the soul is made, as we explained, Allah has put the seed of Tawheed, of the oneness in the soul, when Allah created us, and Allah presented Himself. Now Allah warned us that don't forget the promise you made. Qalu bala, Allah, you are Rabb, you are our Rabb. And what does it mean when you say, you my creator, sustainer? It means I'm your slave. Whatever I have to do, I just have to do as you want me to do. And there's only goodness for me in there. So Allah said, Shahidna ala anfusiku, I'm making you a witness on yourself. Because now here there's no business, there's no kitchen, there's no other things here to distract you. When I put your soul in the body and you come into the world, then you'll forget all those things. Now in order to do to get it both connected to Allah Ta'ala, the body also, the soul has to be strongly connected, then it will drive the body properly. And the body also has to be nurtured properly. So for this, as it is mentioned, the inside will affect the outside, and the outside will affect the inside. If many of us, we get misled here, that we just concentrate on the outside. Now we came into the world, we forgot, like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, his son, also a very great buzur. When he came to South Africa many times, then while he's talking, he says, you people are seeing me. He says, yes, Hazrat, we're seeing you. You're hearing me. He says, yes, we hear. He says, you're not hearing me, you're not seeing me. What is inside me, you can't see me. That will only say, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. When you go into the cupboard, then you'll see وَأُصِّرَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Then we'll see the color of our soul. And then we'll be worried. I wore nice white kurta, everything. I think I'm a big sheikh. But what is the condition of my soul? And for that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this combination. What a beautiful dua. اللَّهُمَّ جَلْ سَرِيرَتِي خَيْرًا مِنْ أَلَانِيَتِي وَجَلْ أَلَانِيَتِي صَالِحًا. Many people got one of two notions. That only worried of the outside. Now we went in Jamaat, for example. We were not reading namaz, nothing. We didn't even dress. Now you went in Jamaat 4 months. Now you got the eagerness. You're wearing amama, you're wearing kurta, sunnat, everything. But now you're not concerned of learning what namaz is all about. Learning the deen. For that in which Mawlana Ilyas Sahib used to terrup, he was too worried and concerned. He says if this work and effort carries on, and we don't pay attention to ilm, and we don't pay attention to zikr, then it will be just be awara gardi. People will be just loafing around. And like Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib said it that time. Today Mawlana Ibrahim Diola Sahib, the elder of the work, he says Allahu Akbar. Now recently, somebody was, while he was giving bayan, somebody taking his photo. Say it's haram, and this work is in existence 100 years, still didn't affect our heart. This work supposed to bring the fear of Allah in our heart. And then now, just before Ramzan, he says this work supposed to realize that we have to bring alive the sunnah in the alan we make about the sunnah, or that is the only way of success. He says, but itikaf, which is so important in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we'll rather say it's my 3 days this week, so I can't start itikaf. Itikaf is sunnati muakkada, which is more important. So like that, some of us, we just worried of the outside. And some of us, we just worried of, I go khanka now. I'm making zikr, etc. I'm making heavy zikr, and I'm meditating. And then you'll ever even ask the sheikh now, I saw some stars, and I saw some green, that I'm going up. All that is all shaitan's dhoka. Both things, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, and many people have this notion that, well, why must I go to the masjid and act pious? Or why must I keep a beard and act like a beard? These people with beards, etc., they are big frauds also. These women in parda, why my wife go in parda? Our Shaykh says so beautifully, in your heart, she says, my parda is in my heart. My beard is in my heart. In your heart you got angina, you got blocked valves, and now you're still stuffing the beard there, and still stuffing the parda. Put the parda where it must be, on the outside, on your face. Put the beard where it must be, and correctly. So both things have to be combined. And when the heart, which is the root, the soul, when we talk of the heart, we're not talking of the heart, the physical heart. We're talking of the root, which Allah made first. And that is going to go first back to Allah. When the Malakul Maut comes, then your eyes will be popped out. Your mouth will be wide open. Is this the color of my ruh? And you'll be shocked. Now your Ruh is gone. If we concentrated on the Ruh and the body will be yearning, when can I go back to the Ruh? And because now, it's, you say, when the person passed away, you don't say Ahmad is laying there. You say there's the janaza laying. The janaza is laying there. The Ruh is gone. Either if you concentrated, you made the scores of zikr of Allah, connection with the Shaykh, who will guide us to how to make, to give us the recognition of Allah, and then we'll see, we thought we're making zikr. But my zikr was empty capsules. Nothing, there was just, there was no reality in it. Now when this reality, consciousness come, now you want to know more of Allah Ta'ala. And this is such a medicine, such a sickness, juju dawaki bimari barti gai. As you came and learn of the greatness of Allah, and you make zikr, you just want more. Now you don't want to must a majlis. You don't want to must. So like that, Nabi says, so some people say, my iman is in my heart, and why must I go to the masjid and act pious, etc. These people who read namaz, they fraud and many cheat. It's not the namaz that is faulty. It's certain people. We are faulty. We're not concentrating on our lives and getting our lives in order. So don't blame the parda. That is an institution of deen. That is a command of Allah. That command has got full benefit. But if we're not using that benefit, and we're not, we just wearing parda just as an outward show, and now think, now we're in parda. We came back from Masturat, we're in parda now. And we're not concerned to get connected to a Shaykh and get our wiring in order, that we get connected to Allah Ta'ala, then we are living in a dream world. And both ways, Shaitan can mislead a person. He causes havoc in your life. We see when we only concentrate on the outward, and I think I'm doing lot of effort of deen, but for years you're doing effort of deen, but no reality in the heart. There's no connection with Allah Ta'ala. There's no time now to explain the detail. One great mufassir of his time, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah, was a very great pious, was a very great scholar, pious also. But his friend knew that he didn't have this connection with Allah. And he begged him, come to the majlis of Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayh. He says, I'm too busy, you know I'm teaching all day. But he begged him, just come sit, if you benefit, you sit, you don't benefit, you carry on. When he came for one majlis, he thought he'll sit few minutes. He said, malum nahi kis andaaz se Hazrat ne bayan ki, aisa malum ho raha hai ke abhi Quran nazil ho raha. Teaching tafsir for years. He says, I don't know how Hazrat gave bayan. And that is the bayan of the heart. So anyway, this when we, that is the dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. We should read this dua, but concentrate. Allahumma jal sarirati khayram min alaniyati. Oh Allah, make my inside, my ruh, better than my outside. And what is the sign of that? Not that my inside, my beard and ikhlas is in my heart, it's there. But what is the sign of ikhlas? Like our Hazrat says, sometimes you got an overdose of ikhlas. That when you start eating, you must read with a little sound, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we don't read, we're reading it in the heart. But we're eating with our tongue. Then our mouths are wide open. That time you must read, so don't have an overdose of ikhlas. So Allah, make my inside better than my outside. Waj'al alaniyati salihah. What is the sign that your inside is getting right? Make my outside a pious appearance. And that is why we have to connect to the mashayikh. When you connect to the Ahlullah, which we will learn in the first next lesson also, that now when you start salah, now you'll know what I'm going for. What a great appointment. I can't miss it. And this is that appointment. Every other appointment means nothing. This appointment is going to solve all my other problems. So when we know this reality first, otherwise, like we explained, a person thinks that, no, I know the faraiz, wajib, sunnat, and mustahabat of namaz, but you don't have connection with Allah. It's like a youngster, his father told him, you're getting married, we bought the house, now go and buy all your appliances. And he furnished his house, appliances, everything. His father came checking, say, on the fan. He's pressing the switch. No, fan is not working. Say, what's wrong? He says, did you get the electrician to wire you? Say, no, Abba, you only told me buy the appliances. So like that, we go Jamaat, we got the appliances outside. We got Amama, we got Kurta, we even reading Namaz, but there's no wiring. Without wiring, what you going to get? Nothing is going to work. So our Namaz is not working. And that is why we say, inna salata tanhani fahshai wal munkar. Namaz will pull out all the filth and dirt, shamelessness, and all this from our lives. But we find, we come back from Jamaat, we come back from Khanka, I'm talking of myself. Each one should look at our own condition. Let me come back. I'm still busy with my cell phone. I can't leave seeing all the haram pictures. And today, every even good person will send you a video. Well, it's not permissible to be seeing that. Everybody wants to put his status, what is snap and everything. Small, small things like small children. And that is so. And that is the one side, that our inside must be better than the outside. And the outside must be a pious appearance. Otherwise, what is left? And if we see today, the zamana has come. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time is going to come. La yabqa min al-islami illa smuhu. Nothing is going to be left of Islam, only the outward names. Ahmad, Muhammad, Amina, Fatima. If we look at us out of the Haram Sharif, you don't know if it's Ahmad or Muhammad, or it's some John or Peter, is it Amina or Fatima. Allah save me, all of us. And nothing will be left of Quran Sharif, just beautiful recitation, Quran Sharif competitions, etc. And we think, oh, this boy, he read very well. But the reality of, you take out his topi and see, he got two lengths hairstyle. And it's even dyed. And he's got a nice long jubba on, which is below his ankles. And he's got Bermudas under. And he's making imamat also. So you can be the imam also. You can be a big alim. That is, you got the outside. You know the whole bayan of namaz. But you haven't got connection. You don't have a sheikh to connect. And thus you won't get in the dar. So we understand from this also. Every department of deen is important and necessary. From one small ayat, our mashayikh Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah, which we explained already in the previous lesson, but one ayat, akimis salata li zikri. Allah says, establish namaz for my remembrance. He says, from this we understand that how important is every department. To learn how to make namaz, you have to go to the maktab. So the maktab, most important, and that's what Allah said, the primary duty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laqad manna Allahu 'alal mu'minina iz ba'atha fihim rasulan min anfusihim yatlu 'alayhim. The first thing your children must learn is Quran Kareem, not ABC, and not all the other filth and dirt and watching all TV, etc. Then we'll think now the children mustn't go school out. When your child learns Quran Kareem and his mind is open for him to learn ABC and how to write and count, it won't even take him few days. And the mother will able to teach him. We paying a big price to go and lose. And that is what Hazrat is explaining. What is shaitani diplomacy? When the child must come for namaz, say, Mawli sahab, he don't want to wake up. I nearly missed my jamaat, so I had to come. But school time, he does not wake up, then the bell comes out. So what is shaitani diplomacy? When we don't work on our deen, shaitan fools us. And he puts such diplomacy that you must tell somebody to go to hell. In such a way, he looks forward to it. Today we paying to go to hell. What prizes we paying for just for Montessori? And then to carrying on further and further. And when it comes to madrasa, no, it's a time for haircut. Time for, so Allah Ta'ala make us realize that just on this one ayat, we'll realize how important is a maktab. So the maktab, then we need to start to teach. So how important is a darul ulum? And then after maktab, you read namaz for a while, then you get lazy, you forget. Now people are get lax, they're not coming for namaz. Allah brought the tabligh jamaat. Allah brought that. And this is all the du'as of our pious elders, that all these work came into, that was revived again. Tabligh jamaat came to remind us that now come back for salah, it's important. Now you're coming for salah, but your salah is an empty salah. It's got no current. Now how important is the khankar? Very, very important. That is that's going to give you current and bring life into you. Now every department, so we can't say this is the only department. This is the only, every department is important. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, otherwise we'll have a whole concocted idea of deen, like Hazrat explained there in the end of the lesson, that a person says, no, to know all the farais, all that is not so important. What is namaz all? You must just have meditation on Allah Ta'ala. So you just meditate for few minutes and you go into a big devotion. You're thinking of Allah, you're very high in devotion, but you didn't perform salah. That is total, that is guna, that is totally against the command of Allah Ta'ala. And many people are saying that today. Many so-called learned people, they say that it's not so important that you go stand 5 times a day, like you tell, stand in front of your boss and ask him what I must do. Allahu Akbar. Here is not a matter of what you have to do. Here is a matter of connect yourself to Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. And every day make your life a better life. Make your deen a better deen. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand, realize. This du'as also we should read, but make the effort. That Allah, Allahumma ij'alni sarir, Allahumma ij'al sarirati. khayram min alayaniyati. Allah, make my ruh better than my body, because the ruh is the driver. But when we don't give the food to the ruh, we only worried of the food of the body. And what then? We go into the body, got such demand. You just see at the outlet, chicken licken, that is the halal, dusting on the window. Let's go buy. And where that now the body, the car has got such strength. A small boy driving a latest BM, he can't even control the steering, power steering. And one turn, he doesn't realize he's turning full, and where he's going? In the Kabrastan, over the highway and everything. So that is why, as Hazrat explained the first day on Yawmul Ahad, that we came here for our Islam. Otherwise a person can set itikaf for life. We could make so many khatam, but how much did it affect my heart? The day after each day we'll see, we'll be talking to ghair mahram in the homes, etc. And we'll be out in the park where that is not Eid. So let us understand and realize our deen. When a person realizes this, now he realizes the importance of namaz. And Allah gave me life to become the great friend of Allah, to get this great love of Allah, which the whole world can't pay for it. And you can't get it anywhere. Allah Ta'ala showed it where you will get it. That come to my court daily. And Allah Ta'ala gave us a special invitation and reminding us, the muazzins are the special announcers of Allah Ta'ala. If they only realize their position, Allahu Akbar, there on the day of Qiyamah they'll see, when you gave sincerely azan for the pleasure of Allah, their heads will be high, long up. That these are the people who called us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then you'll appreciate when you hear the azan already. Now you'll be hastening if you're not yet in the masjid. And you'll be replying to the azan. You'll be listening to azan, replying to the azan. One is verbally, and now practically respond to the azan. And now when you come in the masjid, what proper etiquette, adab, I'm going in the royal court. And you're anxious, I'm going for a special meeting. Now when you come for the special meeting, how do you enter and how do you behave when you come to the court of Allah? So the second lesson of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that sabak dom, niyat, takbir-e tahreema or qiyam. This is based on what our intention should be. That intention is not verbally, but when we beginners, like when you're learning to drive, you learn all the rules of the road, you learn it off by heart. But when you start driving, you realize I have to apply it. So that is actually, the niyat is, you don't have to make it with your tongue. In the beginning, as we learned in madrasa, in the maktab, in the early days, they taught us, usalli arba rakatin, salat al-zuhr, khalf al-imam, biwajhillahi ta'ala, mustaqbil al-qibla, all that, you don't have to repeat it. You have to know in your heart that I'm now, from your home, you know you're going for zuhr salah. But before you enter the masjid, be conscious again. I've come here for zuhr salah. I've come here to meet my Allah. Just one minute, one second thing, iman. I didn't come on my own. I've got that firm conviction, I'm the slave of Allah. And Allah, my master, has called me now for this great task and calling me. Allah can call many servants. Allah doesn't need us, but Allah called me. And then, not only Allah called me to do it, it's not a duty. Istisaba. Allah wants to give me great rewards. And as we'll learn, inshallah, in this lesson, what great rewards Allah is offering us. So now, with regard to our niyat, the consciousness of the niyat, istizare niyat, that the presence of niyat. Otherwise, many a times we find, you know you're coming for Zohar Salah, but when you start here, you say, I'm making Asr Namaz by mistake. Although Fuqaha is written, it won't be counted that you read Asr Namaz. It will be counted like Zohar, but it shows how unmindful we are. So the presence, and that is why the cause, the outward sharia, that is the laws of Allah, we have to know. But to have current, to be able to apply that law, we have to do the cause of zikr, and we have to do the cause of marifat, and have a sheikh to guide you. Many people say, why must I have? We have a sheikh to make zikr. We know how to make la ilaha illallah. We know how to read. One is the general zikr, like third kalima, istighfar, durood sharif. These are great askar. That also is general, you can do it on your own. But there also life will only come when we know, when we do the cause of zikrullah. Otherwise the other day Hazrat explained, we all read our tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But did I know what I was reading? So then Manatani Rahmatullah answers this question very beautifully. That you say, why you need a sheikh? He says, the zikr is like a knife. That is, the knife will cut the bread. But if the knife is on the table and the bread is also on the table, is the knife going to go on its own to cut the bread? It needs to be in the hand of somebody. And if it's in the hand of a small child, will he cut the bread or cut his finger? So we like children still. We cutting our fingers, we don't know how to make zikr. And we think we're making zikr. And we think I made lot of zikr today. But I read 1,000 duruds. Very good. You'll get the reward for it. But you didn't get 1 minute connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when it's in the hand of an expert sheikh, now you realize, this is now what I need. And as we grow, then you realize, oh, now I'm getting bigger and stronger. Otherwise, we're fooling ourselves. No, I make lot zikr. And we don't want to come to the khanka. We don't want to connect to the ulama-i kiram. And those ulama, Allah says, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama. Who are the ulama? Those who got khashyat, who got the fear of Allah, and they connected to Allah. And in another place, Allah says, fas'alu ahla zikr, the people of zikr, those people who all the time are in the remembrance of Allah, those are ulama-i kiram. Not myself, we just got a certificate and I think I'm an alim, but empty, nothing in my heart, no connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. So just reality, a person now, and then takbir e tahreema and qiyam. How we have to start our namaz. So beautifully Hazrat mentioned, jabad uske muh taraf Kaaba ke khara hokar kare. Now when you come in the house of Allah, what proper etiquette. You read the duas and so many other duas to read also. One dua, A'udhu Billahi Al-Azim. Biwajhikal Kareem. Wa mulkil Qadeem. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So many duas. Oh Allah, I come in the house of yours. What your name, what your blessed name. You gave me the special invitation. Your countenance is so honorable. And your kingdom is forever. You made the world. You are controlling the world. So please save me from my enemy, Shaitan. So in this way you walk in the masjid, and you come in, ulama have taught, it is mustahab also when you realize where I'm going. Before you even, when you're coming into the masjid, you're reading the dua, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجِيَا لِلَّذِي فَتَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفَ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. These are not sunnat, but it's mustahab to draw you now where my focus must be changed. Now which direction I'm going. I must connect myself to the connection of Allah, what is called nisbat. Baytullah, the house of Allah. And that is what Allah has made. So we get the special nur where Allah is sending His unlimited rahmat on Baytullah. That is where we turn our attention. And why? When you come to realize, just before the starting of namaz, what is salah? And the other thing to realize, and very important, don't think that I don't have current now, so let me first go and do a call, learn about that, then I'll read my other namaz. No, what is farz you have to do? And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Before you become matured, you must be learning namaz. When you're 7 years, the father is supposed to tell the child, come, let's go for namaz. 10 years, if he's getting lazy, you must reprimand him. So before maturity, we're supposed to know all these masail. Hajj comes to us, we never learn about Hajj. So it does. If that is the case, you have to make your farz Hajj. But when you come back and you do the course, then you'll all the time be thinking, hey, if I only made my farz Hajj properly. But Allah is very merciful. So anyway, a person, and then you realize now, what is my purpose of life? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That is what I'm coming to get from Allah. Allah made me. Allah wants to show me every detail how to love my life. That whether it's my ibadah, whether it's my sacrifices, monetary, bodily, whatever, whether it's my loving and dying, I don't love for myself, I love for my Allah. I die for my Allah. Anybody can distract me, but that current will come in namaz. That namaz that will take about all shamelessness and all the sins from our life. And tanhani fashai wal munkar. And why? How you get that? Well, a zikrullahi akbar. When you do the cause of the zikr of Allah, you make tazkiyah, then see the namaz. Otherwise, you say, I'm going for namaz for years, but I'm not getting any benefit. Businessman doesn't know how to make business. He's buying for 5 rand, he's selling for 5 rand. How long is he going to be in business? And if he's selling for 4 rand and he thinks, I'm busy, very, how is he going to buy goods again? Like that, our namaz has got, we're selling for less, we're not even getting profit. So then we think namaz, a person, somebody told you Toyota cars are very good. Now you go buy a Toyota car. You don't service it after that. You don't check the oil pressure, the oil, the water. You don't change, you service it. Now you get stuck on the road, you say, hey, these Toyota cars are useless. It's not that your car is useless. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize, that now when you came in the masjid, they say after the first lesson, now understand what the importance and the great eagerness you come into the house of Allah, uske muh taraf Kaaba ke khara hokar kare. Now face your direction directly towards Kaaba Sharif. And as our Hazrat explained, you learn that to stand both feet facing the Qibla. And both feet must be, for Hanafis, four fingers apart. For Shafis, one balish, one handspan. And your feet mustn't be 10 past 10 or 10 to 10 or to the east or to the west. And now you're conscious, you're looking, and it must be on a straight line. So all that you turn. And what is the great wisdom in this? Sir usme ye hai ke Kaaba naaf zameen hai aur tamam zameen usi se phailai gayi aur paidaish jism aadmi ki khaak se hai jab zahir jism apne ko taraf iski asal ki mutawajjih kya batin ko bhi yani rooh ko taraf uski asal ke yani haq taala jo paida karne wala uska hai mutawajjih kya chahe aur hamesha auqat panch namaz bila shubha darbar aur huzur ka jaan kar hajat apni arz kare. Allahu Akbar. From the beginning, now what is your focus? That now you come in the house of Allah Ta'ala, you stand facing towards Kaaba Sharif, because the first place where Allah made earth come about, the whole world was full of water Allah kept. The first place where earth started spreading, exactly where the Kaaba Sharif is, one bubble came out. And when that Allah made a bubble come out, and then Allah brought earth out from there. That's where Allah brought the sand and earth started spreading from there. And till today, what all their sophisticated technology, they try to geographically work out which is the center of the earth, they come dead center is Kaaba Sharif. And Kaaba Sharif is that special place where Allah's special focus is falling, rahmat is falling. Then it goes to Medina Sharif, then Masjid al-Aqsa, then all the other masajids in the world. So if we don't face Kaaba Sharif, our feet are not facing Kaaba Sharif, then where we came in the masjid, we read, Rabbi khfirli zunubi waftahli abwaba rahmati. Oh Allah, open the doors of mercy, but my direction is out. So how am I going to get the mercy of Allah? And the other great the secret of this is that Allah Ta'ala, from there earth spread. And Allah Ta'ala made insan, مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. When you place a person in the grave also, his body, his ruh is not there, his ruh is gone. Either by Allah A'la illiyin, if you made an effort on your ruh, it's gone to the high places of Jannah. And if you didn't, it's gone to Aswal al-Safilin. As we read in the Shoke Watan, we read all these, that your body or your ruh will be going to the lowest part of Jahannam, and your family will be waiting, where is he? He's gone. They'll say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. So anyway, like that, Allah made us from sand, and Allah Ta'ala is taking us, take out our body from that sand one day again. So our origin, this body, the origin of the body is made from sand. So when now you face Kaaba Sharif, you face to your original, and there where Allah's special focus, because there can be beautiful buildings in the world, but no building can be more beautiful and have more value than Kaabatullah. Why? It's connected to Allah. And inna awwal bayti wudiya linnas, the first house Allah put on the face of the earth so that we can get connected to Allah for the ibadat of Allah. Allah made Kaaba Sharif. Before even man, Allah made the malaika build it. Then it got destroyed. And then when the floods of Nuh alayhi salam came, people didn't pay attention to getting connected to Allah. Allah showed the building is not important. The beauty of the masjid is not the building, and the beauty of the masjid is not all this outside decoration and chandeliers. It's the musallis of the masjid. And that is when we come with that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So you face your body to its original, that is Kaaba Sharif, from sand. Now you're getting, your body is getting direct. And now medical science have come to realize that, and there's no time to go in all that detail, that what positive rays are coming from Kaaba Sharif. And if you face your body in that direction, you'll get all that barakat. And then Allahu Akbar, five Anbiya after that rebuild Kaaba Sharif. All that barakat you'll get. And if you show disrespect, you stretch your legs to Kaaba Sharif, you don't show respect to Kaaba Sharif, so much so, our pious elders have taught us, even if you're wearing your socks, don't face your feet towards Kaaba Sharif. Put it at a slant, because you're showing disrespect, negative rays you sending, and positive rays are coming, they're clashing. Now you're not getting the barakat. Like that in our homes, we got Ayatul Kursi on top, and at the bottom you got Shaitan box. So positive and negative are mixing. And then all the diseases come in the house, all the doctors, all the armies can't take it out. You have to come right, like Hazrat says, everybody complaining. Jinn boot, there's a lot of jinn in my house, lot of boot in my house. He says, look how you dress, how your children. You got jeans on, you got boots, and you're buying from them from Kentucky chicken. One burger, one Coke, and he's standing and drinking. One burger in the right hand, or whatever, Coke in the left hand, and he's got jeans and boots. So what is jeans and boots? Not going to come in your house. No, take out that jinn and boot. Come to the Ahlullah. Don't go to the amils that will rid you more of that. You don't have to go to the psychiatrist that will make you more mad. That the solution is, come back to the Ahlullah. Learn to make istighfar. Learn to come back onto sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So from you come in the masjid, get your direction right. Don't just come in, you don't even know my feet is which way. And we not, and as Hazrat explained, even when you get up from ruku, check your feet again. It moves out little, put it straight again. So like that. So your body is towards the origin, where it came from, where it was made. That from sand and water, وَلَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Then Allah made that our sustenance we get from the ground, all the food, and then it becomes into blood, and then it turns into semen. So that's how projection of man carries on. So that's our original. You face there, you get all the barakat. And there's a lot of detail, there's no time to explain now. But you'll find that throughout the world, all around the world, great, great people are facing Kaaba Sharif. And if you just tune in, put your direction right, you'll get all that rahmat coming on to you also. So Allah make me, all of us realize. And then our real essence is our ruh. Where the ruh came? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. That is Allah's command. Allah made the ruh first. So now put your body must be facing Qibla, your heart must be facing the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then see how now Allah's special focus, attention is coming to you. And then Allahu Akbar. Now Allah Ta'ala gets that. And Allah stipulated, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. On his order, your appointment come on the right time. That means salah has to be performed on the right time. Especially Hanafis today we see overworked. Many masjids you go, Fajr just set in, and Hanafi time is not overworked. Hanafi time is like half an hour before the sun is going to rise. That is, we should perform on the best time. Not just the time set in and we just finishing the time when Allah has given you your appointment. Come on that particular time and present yourself and realize, Hudur ka jaan ka kar, that now I'm in the presence of Allah. I came in the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the special appointment, the greatest place, the most pure place I came into. And why Allah called me here? Hajat apni arz kare. My banda, you full of needs. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. O mankind, all of you, with all your resources I gave you also, you are registered beggars in the court of Allah. Whether you think that we'll form the United Nations, and we'll be G7 nations, and we'll run the world, and we'll control the world, there is no such a thing. Only wahu Allah, la ilaha illahu. Lahul hamdu fil ula wa lahul hukm. Allah is controlling everything. And if we don't turn to Allah, then Allah puts the bigger oppressors over the small oppressors. So we have to realize, it is I came now, I have to present my needs. I don't know my needs also. If I go to a doctor, what he know where is my pain? And how severe is my pain? He don't even know. 90% is just taking chances today. And send you for just scope, which makes you more sick. Anyway, Allah make us realize. So now you came to present your need. And now when you come in the court of Allah, you go to a great man and you go to a very honorable person. Now you think, how must I walk in and greet him? What praises must I say? Imagine Allah who is the King of Kings. Like that, sometimes you write a letter to your sheikh or somebody and you think, now what praises? Sometimes we think we're giving praises, but we're making mistakes and we're causing more bad-adbi. So like that, it will be impossible for all the minds of insan to think, how can I greet Allah Ta'ala? How can I make salam to Allah Rabbul Izzat? In which way? Allah, out of His extreme kindness and mercy, didn't leave it to our weak minds and our weak brains. Allah taught us from the beginning till the end, my banda, you are totally muhtaj, you are totally in need of me every split second. This is how you come into my court. Ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. He says, now understand, what is this namaz all about? What is the special appointment you got with the greatest person, kings of kings? Today you feel, hey, I can just be 5 minutes alone with my sheikh. Very very great, Buzur, how happy you get. Here you alone were the kings of kings. Allah has called all of us, but Allah's special attention is towards each and every person. Every split second, Allah is focusing directly special attention on me now. And although Allah's Qudrat is such, Allah focuses on all the same time. Allah doesn't get confused. That is Khallaqi Azeem, our mighty, great creator. And why Allah made us? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah just wants to shower us with mercies. And here Allah has kept the doors of mercies open for us. So how is it that we can be masala or be unmindful? So he says, now you realize, understand the meaning also of salah. Masalan, jis waqt koi banda qasd munajat aur az haja ka dil mein muqarrar karke hazir darbar khas ka ho aur nihayat ta'zim aur aqeeda durust aur niyat khali se rubaru is baatcha aalija ke khara hokar aur rukh iltifat ka aur taraf se hata kar kahe Allahu Akbar. Just imagine now, you came in the presence of the king now. Now it's your moment for appointment. Now it's Farz Namaz starting, and even when you started your sunnat and nafal, Allah's focus is already on you. But now see what you came in for. That you came, when you come in, what was special, near, that I Allah, I'm coming to your court, you called me, and I got unlimited need, and I have to present my need. Before time you're thinking, how must I ask from Allah? But we won't know how to ask. And as we will learn, and now you hadir at darbar, you're in the royal court. So there's no time to pay attention to somebody else and just think, fiddle what your Hazrat says, you come for namaz, before that you're not itching. The moment you entered namaz, now you're itching, scratching your nose, scratching there, and this is contagious, which no disease is contagious, but you see, you scratch, the next person scratch, and the next one. So when you're in the court of Allah, you won't want to move your hand. Khashi'una qaliban, sakinuna qaliban, khashi'una qalban. Your heart will be fearing, I'm in the court of Allah. Like we go to our sheikh, we go with eagerness, but when you come, hamasan, have bazadbi, hamasan, you go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eagerly, that person who's got the reality, who is my Nabi, he'll come there, he'll be shivering. Our pious buzurg never used to go close to the jali. They used to stand at a distance and still be shivering. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the King of Kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, now you're in the court of Allah. What extreme greatness. Think of the greatness of Allah and have the proper belief. Not like we're going to interfaith conferences and we're all believing in God. No, who is Allah? Not what I think Allah is. Allah who was taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah is to be I'm the worshipping. That is only one Allah. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Allah says, tell them that there is only one Allah. Laysa kamithli, nobody like him. So we have to, our qaid has to be properly. And our niyat only for the pleasure of Allah. Akhlis, that Allahu Akbar. That, oh Allah, make my ibadat. Wa umitu an akul, wa umitu an ukhlisa li rabbi. That I be sincere only for Allah, not for any ulterior motive. Not that I'm coming namaz and I must get this, I must get that, Allahu Akbar. But there's no time to go in all that examples. So make our niyat correct, totally, only for the pleasure of Allah. And you made your niyat correct, then don't think somebody is seeing me or is not. You in the presence of Allah. Allah is watching me. Then you want to think somebody is seeing me, think Allah is seeing me. So your ikhlas will be there. And then, rubaru is bacha aliya. That you now in the presence of the greatest king, the kings of kings, the owner of the creator and owner of the whole world. And you're standing in front of him, now you pay your attention to Allah. Full focus towards Allah Ta'ala. It's not like your child also goes to a big Mauli Sahib and he greets him. But Mauli Sahib is looking somebody else and talking. Your mother asks you, met Mauli Sahib? Yeah, but Mauli Sahib, don't look at me also. If Mauli Sahib is talking to you like children, he say, how are you, boy? You looking somewhere else. Where's your friend? So like that, we came in the court of Allah. Allah is looking at us. And imagine I'm looking at Allah, but I'm looking somewhere else. My heart is somewhere else. So that is why we didn't do the cause. What? Now you lift your hands. Allahu Akbar. Allah bahut bara hai. When you heard the azan already, Allah, you are the greatest. And only Allah is the greatest. Allah just made the translation according to our understanding. But the own greatness only belongs to Allah. So only Allah is the greatest. Not even myself. That no, Allah is the greatest, but I'm the CEO of this company, that company. So I still got, no, even yourself, I'm absolutely worth absolute nothing. So Allah is the greatest. So you see, work when you say that, and what is it? Two things. One is, I surrender to Allah. Oh Allah, I'm your most useless slave. I am the biggest crumbler in the world. I got no answer. Oh Allah, I come here, I'm helpless. Please, you overlook me. So you surrendered, you lift your hands. To lift your hands is sunnah. To say the first takbir at Tahrimah, as it will be mentioned, to say Allahu Akbar. So much that your lips move, your tongue move, and you hear yourself, that is farz. Now you have entered into namaz. What was halal is called takbir at Tahrimah, haram. What was haram now? You can't look around. You can't eat. You can't talk. Now all that is haram. Now you're in the court of the greatest king. You surrendered. And then not only surrendered, as you get more the marifat of Allah. Now Allah, I've come in your court. I throw both the worlds behind me. I don't want anything of this world. I don't want anything of the hereafter. I only want you. Agar tu ek mera, to har shay mera. Asma meri zami. If Allah, if you are mine, what more do I want? And that will come as we regular come for the majalis of the Ayatullah and we learn about marifat and make our zikr. Then, so in that way you love him and you realize Allah, only your command is the greatest because you the greatest. Any command that clashes with you, governments can say, now the doors of the masjid was closed. No, will not. Allah's command, the masjid must stay open. Allah's command, there's rahmat in the masjid, there's no disease, so we won't fall into all those traps. So you see work at that same time when you say Allahu Akbar with this in mind and you're standing and focusing towards Allah. You see work. Bacha Ali Ja apne banne ke kast aur irade par muttali hokar inayate khas marhamat farma. At that split moment Allah now see my banda is coming to me and he realizes he's helpless and he's coming what needs to me. Immediately Allah's special rahmat is now descending on you. Just when you said Allahu Akbar, the doors of rahmat are pouring upon you. Now where are you going to turn your attention somewhere else? Where are you going to? So this is the course that we have to learn. And as we learn it, we realize I never read namaz till now. And I must think, am I making namaz? And now Allah's special favors, Allah's particular attention is now to you. And you should think, Ka'annaka, as if I'm seeing Allah. My ustad is in front of me. Allah is in front of me. Jo tu chup kar se karta hai, ehle jahan se, koi dekhta hai, tujhe aasmaan se. If you think nobody is looking at me, I'm secret, I'm doing something, that great being from the heaven is looking at us. Now you're in the court of Allah, and directly you image Allah. Now you're not there, I think nobody is looking. I know, I can see Allah is in front of me. As if, but that will take time as we do our zikr and we come regularly. And that, our whole life, whether we achieve it or not, but we got that in mind, Allah Ta'ala will open the road for us. Now you claim in the court of Allah, Allah's direct attention is towards you. Or, utana dono haton ko ka takbir mein das bardar hona dono jahan se. When you lifting your hands, now you dusting, sir, you divorcing both the worlds. I don't even want anything of this world, not even Jannah. The ni'mat are there, we'll accept, but we want Allah Himself. Again, when Jannah is so beautiful, the creator of Jannah, how beautiful is that? Now, for the next point to realize, you surrendered. Now you just think, niyat, to make your niyat is for us, that be conscious, what namaz, I came to read namaz. Takbir e tahreema, that is for us. Uske baad, dua iftita, aur usme tazim, aur tawheed hai. And then now you start, you start your conversation with Allah. When you start, it's first salam. And this is the opening, the speech, how you open your speech with Allah. The first thing, like children, if they walk in the house, and they don't make salam, you say, go out, make salam. And now, to make salam to the greatest kings of kings, how to make salam? We shouldn't know. Allah taught us such a salam that is full of Allah's greatness. And only tawheed. And realize there is nobody like Allah. So Allah taught us the salam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarakasmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. So think, this is we making salam to Allah. And the details, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to realize. Now when you're in the court of Allah, and you're making salam to Allah, if we are really conscious, myself, I'm still far from that, then our minds won't drift. And even if thoughts come, we won't pay attention. I'm now talking to Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us understanding and reality. Subhanallah.